Call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hey, John, you got anything today?
Yeah, Chatham Street's looking a little rough, isn't it? Left side of it?
I haven't noticed it.
Lot of black bags seem to be floating around down there, mattresses and stuff like that.
Really? I haven't been out that way in a few, couple weeks. Okay, we'll take a look at it. Anything else?
You saw a mattress?
What?
You saw a mattress?
I didn't.
You saw a mattress?
No, I said, looks like there's mattresses out there, you know. Looks like it's an open storage bin is what I was trying to say.
Okay.
A specific spot or just a number of properties littered?
There's a number of them.
Okay, thanks, write that down.
I mean, I don't know how you can miss it if you go by it.
Yeah.
Entertained a motion to approve the January meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertained a motion to approve the January treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the treasurer's report?
I have one question.
Yep.
On the second page, the line 7550 and 7989. Did we reassess some invoices because there's a negative amount for the month?
Celebrations?
It's almost like we credited it, but I didn't see any mention of it anywhere.
I don't know. Missy?
I'm looking, I don't know. There's a credit?
Yeah, for the monthly amount, see how it's in...
$219.02, but it was money must have got moved from somewhere over there or something.
It might have been money deposited for funds you guys contributed to flowers and stuff.
Oh yeah, because those checks just got cashed.
We buy it at a celebration, but then you guys contribute, and then all the money gets deposited back to it.
Okay.
So that could
be that. Yeah, because that check just cleared last month.
Because we had a couple, yeah.
And then, what the other one was beautification, same thing?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Beautification would have a lot because they had a major deposit from...
Oh, okay.
That Wendy missed, so we had her correct it last month.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, Julia, their committee has a lot of money from the Hoppy Decker thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that look right now, Julia?
Yeah, it looks much better than
yeah.
That explains it. Thank you.
So, no correspondence?
We received a thank you note from Bob Severance regarding the flowers that you guys sent. It was much appreciated and apologized for the delay. Totally understandable.
We have
it's a while to get them out.
We just have to do the vote for that on the treasurer's report.
Oh, yes,
oh,
you are correct.
Yes.
Okay, so all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion's carried. All right, so now we got correspondence. We did that. Any other correspondence besides Mr.
No.
Severance? Nothing? Old business?
I have none.
So I saw, actually this is probably old business for that sign. I saw the voucher for the for the poll.
Yep.
Any idea when that's happening or is it done?
Well, as soon as they received the money.
Oh, okay.
So I had to wait for the check.
All right, so they'll probably do it in the next month, and then probably in March we can get the sign up and going.
Hopefully.
All right, sounds good.
Moving along, yeah.
Okay, anybody else have any old business? All right, so new business, set budget workshops. Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute.
Charlie, can you hear?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I know you wanted to hear this part for sure.
Yeah, so Missy's, I'll have Missy send out all your forms to fill out, whatever, requests, budget requests. And I'd like to get them back by the end of the month. And since these meetings, because these meetings, since they don't take all that long, I think next month at our regular meeting, we'll do a budget meeting too. Incorporate it right in, so that'll, you know, do that. So if you can get me all the stuff by the end of the month, then I can put together a proposed budget for the March meeting. And then we can do that, and then, you know, hopefully we can wrap that stuff up. Because I would like to, I mean, I'd like to get a couple of weeks where I can take off and go down and see my daughter in March. So I know budget's important that time of year, so if we can get this done earlier, I can get some time.
So you're saying one budget workshop on March 9th?
We're going to have whatever the next meeting is.
Which is March 9th.
Right. So let me look here. Because normally we don't set these until March. Let's see.
Well, you have your workshops and then you set your public hearing.
Right. The public hearing is in April.
January.
Right. So the village, so we're going to have a meeting we'll have the initial budget meeting on the 9th, which will be a workshop.
What time?
We're just going to do it as part of the regular meeting.
What?
We'll just do it as part of the regular meeting.
Okay.
You know, since we're only here for half an hour, 40 minutes, I mean.
So immediately following the regular meeting.
Right.
Okay.
And then let's see, the election's on the 15th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we can set one up for the 16th. And then we'll set one for the 23rd, but I don't think we'll need the one on the 23rd. We usually do it in two meetings.
What time on the 16th?
Let's do 7 o'clock, I guess, right? And the 23rd, 7 o'clock.
So, Bob, in the past, we've done like two or three sessions before the final.
Right.
So we're only going to have one?
No, we're having three. There's three scheduled. And I mean, in the last couple of years, we've allocated three meetings, but the last few years we've only done two. We never needed the third. But I've still, again, so the meetings are allocated for March 9th, March 16th, and March 23rd.
Okay.
You know, and reality is, if it goes like it did before, you know, we should be able to do it on March 9th and then wrap up on the 16th. But if we need the 23rd, we have it. It's scheduled, and it'll be advertised, so.
Okay, so then that means the April 13th meeting would be the public hearing for tax cap and for budget, right?
Right,
okay.
Which is normal.
Thank you.
Budget presentation hearing. All right, and what times do we want to do that? Start that at 7 instead of 7:30? Okay.
Yep.
We'll do tax cap at 7.
Yep, and 7:15 we'll do the budget hearing.
Okay.
And that's on the 13th?
That's on April 13th, yes.
April 13th.
Are we going to do a resolution for all those today? Since we have...
We don't need one for the workshops, but we need one for the public hearings.
Okay.
So we'll put that on our resolutions part.
Well, we can do the resolutions for the public hearings next month. Because they're not till April.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got one more month.
Right, so you can draw them up.
Okay, I'm skipping ahead because I really
that's
want
okay.
April to be here.
You can draw them up, put them on the,
I have
put
to
them
have
on the agenda for next
anyway.
Month. Yeah. Okay, anybody else have any new business? All right, so resolution to set a special meeting March 15th, 2022 at 9 p.m. for exception, to accept the election results?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
That one, I didn't know whether you wanted to do right now or put it off.
I think that, so I'm proposing that we change the, let me get it here. Since we just allowed dispensaries in the village, we now have to address that in the zoning. So let me get that up here. So we want to keep them in the business district.
So what section of zoning are we amending?
I'm looking.
Okay, I think it's 120.
It's in 120, yeah. But it's more than just 120. It's so, we'd be amending Article 8, Section 120-36, special permit uses, and we would add cannabis dispensaries to the list of permitted uses in the business district that require a special use permit. So they would fit in like with the bars and taverns and stuff.
Bob, would there be any further restrictions, or does that have to go through the planning or the zoning?
Well, yeah, it would still have to go through planning and zoning, yes.
I mean, as far as hours, operation and all that, that's...
I think the state has it.
Is that our responsibility or
something? We're not sure, this is the thing, we're not sure what the state is going to do yet because we haven't seen the regulations, but under the special permit process, it allows us to ask them to provide stricter regulation than would be considered by the state. So if the state, you know, didn't have any hours of operation, and we wanted to curtail operations to say between the hours of noon and 10 o'clock or something, we could do that under the special permit.
So do we need to further define this zoning or whatever we're going to do here?
Well, so the special permit uses says, in the section itself, says special permit uses in the general business district, uses for which the planning board may issue a special permit in accordance with the provisions of Article 11 shall be as follows. All uses requiring a special use permit shall also require a site plan approval from the planning board. And we're just going to add cannabis dispensaries to this list that's already here, which is automobile sales area, bar, tavern, bowling alley, drive-in, game room, public garage, hospital, you know, all this stuff.
So the planning board is...
The planning board would be the lead agency.
Okay, so they're gonna narrow it down to all the particulars, and how's that going to be influenced? Are they going to come in front of the board and the board is going to say, hey, we would like to do this and restrict this, or it's going to be up to them?
It's going to be up to them, but the planning board hearings are open to the public, and the public can come in and weigh in if they have concerns, you know, review the process as it goes along.
Now, is that going to be advertised for, you know, not only for the board members, but is it going to be advertised for the local people for their input when they have these meetings?
I'm sure we can.
Yeah, it's open to the public.
The meetings are usually, they have a regular night that they meet. And if they meet anything other, and usually there's a notice that's out for
them. I put a notice out no matter what.
Yeah.
So
there's notices that go out.
And they're going to have to adhere to the planning board, what the state says, and what we have implemented as extra stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. So, setting a public hearing for that proposed local law. Were you saying the March meeting?
Yeah, let's do it at the March meeting.
Okay, so March 9th.
We'll do that at 7:15, I guess.
7:15. You know, if Dave's back in town, so he can draw up that local law.
Whatever. Right. I don't know why you complain about that. We're just putting it in zoning so it can happen.
What? No, not Scott. Dave Groomberg.
Oh, yeah, Groomberg. Yeah, I'll call him tomorrow.
If you let him know, or you want me to let him know that we just need that drafted.
I will talk to him tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
So the plan is to have the public hearing that day.
In March. Mm-hmm. And then adopt the law at the regular meeting.
In order to adopt the law and have it be non-challengeable, we need to, we have to have it in our hands, certain amount.
I didn't hear, guy.
So in order to adopt the law, we have to have the actual, like, draft in our hands before we can adopt it a certain amount of days ahead of time before we vote. So it may be that maybe we do the public hearing next time and then do the law on in April, the change. Unless we can get a copy from, you know.
Oh, we usually get that ahead of time from Dave.
No, but it's like 5 or 7 days ahead of time. So if he's willing to do it.
Yeah.
Well, when I generally post for the public hearing, I usually have that copy on me because the public is allowed to come in and get a copy.
Yeah, definitely that. But even for us to vote on it, we have to have it.
Oh, okay.
Because that's one of the reasons why, if you remember, the chicken law didn't pan out, because we didn't do it right. I just don't want it to be challenged.
All right. Well, like I say, I'll call him tomorrow. I'll have him send that over, and we'll get it emailed out to everybody so you all have it.
The other thing is, by putting it on in the hands of the planning board doesn't vote to make any policy. They'll bring it to us. So when something comes to them, if they want to make a decision, they bring it to us. They recommend the decision that we can make.
That's not the way it works.
No, they usually never do.
Oh.
But that's how, unless we've...
Only if they're deviating from what's allowed. Which...
But if there's in order for them to issue the special permit, they have to, like, vote on it? And
they do, yes.
I would ask Dave for this.
Dave. Because it's not a function of the village board to review that stuff. Well, let's see here. Special permits.
Are you saying if there was like some, if they wanted to implement special restrictions?
Yeah, so if they want to... If there's something in the zone that they're going to
that's not in the zoning impose. Law as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, like, hours of operation isn't in the zoning law.
Right. So they're going to recommend to us that, you know, we approve
the site plan based on hours of operation.
Yeah. We're basically saying that we're going to, in order to have one of these places, you have to have a special permit that's issued by the village. It won't be issued by the planning board. It will be issued by the village, but by us. they will recommend that you just.
Guy, would it be up to the village board though? I mean, for.
I think we have to vote, we have to vote on those permits.
Flowers and.
Yeah.
Even though the planning board might approve it, it would still be up to the board. I would think that, you know, we can impose on certain hours.
They have to bring it to us and they can, I mean, when I was on the planning board, our decisions, you know, we had decisions we voted, but Tom Snow would come to the village board meeting and present his, our, you know, recommendation, which was to do one, whatever. And the village board would typically say yes, you know, they'd go along with it, but they would make the decision. And if that's not happening now, then we really need to review what's going on.
Well, it's not.
But that's only for special use permits.
It's not what any of this says, I'm just saying, that's all.
Yeah.
Special permits. It says, conditions, the planning board shall have the authority to impose such reasonable conditions and restrictions as are directed and related to and incidental to the proposed special permit. Upon granting of the special permit, any such conditions must be met in connection with the issuance. It doesn't say anything about the village board having to approve them. It says they gotta hold a public hearing for a special use permit, so there's a public hearing has to be held. Let's see. And it's gotta, they have to give notice to the county planning board.
You went through that with the liquor store, didn't you?
I believe so, yes.
It's been a while, I guess, since I've been on the planning board, but I mean, that's how I remember it happening.
Yeah, it doesn't say, I don't see in here anywhere, you know, where it said that we had, that the village board approves this. That's, the planning board does that stuff.
And maybe you guys did make it a practice, but it's not nothing they've done in the last several years.
I mean, yeah, Tom Snow hasn't been in here in years.
Yeah.
And I know they've met on several things.
Yeah.
Well, not everything that goes in front of them is, ends up being a decision either, I mean.
So, can I ask a question right now? Who's on the planning board?
Tom Snow, Morgan, Moldov.
Josh.
Josh, Clegg.
And.
That's it.
That's it.
No, there's one.
You have a fourth?
There's one more.
There's one more?
There's a woman, I don't.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mary left.
That's right, Mary's.
Mary moved.
Mary's resigned, yeah. You guys have openings, mind you.
So there's three.
Yeah.
Three people.
They'd like to have a spot, someone can join.
So these people are going to, review the, proposal, for a dispensary. And they're going to, determine, or how are they gonna determine, for lack of a better term, restrictions on, hours of operation or location and this and that? Where will that information come from?
Public hearing.
If it's needs three or four people.
It'll come from the public hearing.
And what the state says.
And
what our zoning says.
Well, first off, whatever the state says is law.
Right.
So, they can't be any looser than what the state offers.
Okay.
Okay, we can only be more stringent. And and of course, we don't know what these rules are yet because they haven't been written. So when we look at them, if we feel that there should be some additional restrictions placed on the operation, you know, of the dispensary, then we would bring that to the planning board through the public hearing. But we can't ask them to be any more restrictive than what the state says, because the state is the lead on that as to any less restrictive than what the state says, not more restrictive. We can't be any less restrictive.
So if there's a lack of information from the state, how is the planning board going to know what you know the table of cards are going to be here.
Well, the dispensary can't even apply for, you know, can't even apply to the village for a building permit until they have a license to operate the facility from the state.
And the state's not accepting any of them.
And the state's not accepting applications. And what I read in the paper this morning said they're not going to be ready to accept them for several months yet.
23, yeah.
Okay, so they're not going to be, there's not going to be any initiation for the planning board or any open forum within X amount of time?
Well, not till all the regulations are filed, and then they got to go through the application process, and they have to have an approved application.
And I believe one of the final steps of the approval is approval from the municipality. So part of their, before they actually give that person a certificate,
mm-hmm.
they have to show that they've been approved by the municipality.
So does this go forward to the planning board, or is this just because we passed it that the village has kind of accepted the dispensary? Does the planning board move forward or anything right now?
Well, right now we've accepted the dispensary.
Yeah.
I mean, we have not opted out of dispensaries. The state has declared that, you know, dispensaries can operate anywhere within New York State unless a local municipality opted out by December 31st. We did not opt out, therefore, dispensaries can be operated within the village of Nassau. Okay, so that's that part. The next part is, if we don't put it in the zoning as to where we want it, which is our right to do, we can determine where these facilities would be located within the village. If we don't do that, they can be located anywhere.
Okay.
They could go and they could say, hey, you know, I'm going to put one of these on Elm Street, or I'm going to put one of these over on Westbrook, or whatever. You know, they could put them anywhere. So by doing this local law, we're relegating it to happen that they can only exist in the business district. And by putting it in a special permit area, it would, so if it wasn't in a special permit area, you know, they would just go, you know, buy a property and say, I'm going to put a dispensary there. They would work with Kevin to make sure that they comply with everything the state has asked them, and they got the usual stuff, parking and, you know, blah, 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 whatever else is there. And there would be no planning board review at all. But because of the special, we put it in a special use area, then the planning board gets to review it. It triggers a public hearing so we can have some public input. And then, you know, we may or may not put in additional restrictions. So this is, in my opinion, this is the proper way, you know, to go with this, since we're going to allow them to have some control over them.
So, wait, there's going to be a public, so where does the planning board, so I know what we did and what we voted on, but where, when does the planning board start whatever they need to do? Is it going to be at this public hearing, or
no?
It
starts with an application from an applicant that says, I want to put a cannabis dispensary on this particular piece of property.
Okay.
Then then the planning board, you know, starts looking at the site plan to see if the property is, you know, big enough to conduct that type of business, you know, that they have appropriate parking and all this other stuff. And once they get the site plan to where that's okay, then they have to have a public hearing, and then they, through the public hearing, they can talk about additional, or they can talk before then, but they could talk about additional restrictions.
So what's the village board's responsibility as of right now tonight, going forward?
Right now, right now tonight, we have to determine if we want to restrict these dispensaries to any part of, particular part of the village, which this local law would restrict them to the business district.
Okay. Got it.
And put it in a special use permit.
And put it in a special, and require a special use permit for their operation.
So we're putting two restrictions in it.
Well, it's all
on top of,
it's in the same
what
thing
we already have.
We don't have anything.
Well, specific right zoning now, stuff. Specific zoning stuff for businesses in general.
Right,
whole,
but that dispensary isn't in there either, so it's not in there at all.
Right, but now that we're adding it, it still has to apply to all the stuff, like you said, parking and location and lighting and all the other rules.
Yep, just the usual rules.
Right, that's what I said. Yeah. Amongst everything else. You
okay.
Good, Charlie?
I'm good. I just want to follow the guidelines here on, you know, who does what, when, and when it all starts, because I'm sure there's going to be a timeline down the road if somebody tries to apply, and I know there's going to be a lot of people involved as far as from the planning board and the village and everything else. I just wanted to get a clarification on it. Bob explained it pretty good, though.
All right.
Well, I think the first step for anybody that wants to open a dispensary is they got to get an application into the cannabis board, and they have to be selected, you know, as granting it. And my understanding is they're not going to grant a lot of these, but, you know, you're not going to have, like, you know, six of them within, you know, 3 miles.
Right, because there's a distance restriction.
Yeah.
So
but the state does all that. We don't do that.
So the village has forwarded our positive proposal to the state?
Yes. So as soon as the local law passed, it was my job to send it right over to the cannabis board and the state to let them know that we opted in.
Okay.
That we're allowing them. So now they have that. And the other one, which we are not allowing, that one's also, you send that over to the state. So they know we're not allowing, what are them called? Smoke shops? Or
consumption
lounges.
Consumption places, I don't
lounges.
Know.
Lounges. Cannabis lounge.
So that local law was filed right after the time frame ran out.
So the board doesn't have to do anything else until somebody wants to establish a dispensary? Is that the way it is?
Right, exactly. You are correct.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to set a public hearing for proposed local law. It isn't number one, though, right? We already had a number one.
No, we're in 2022 now.
We're in 2022.
Numbers.
That's right. That was 2021. Okay, 2022 local law number one for cannabis dispensary zoning. And I will get that to everybody within the week. Then we'll have it for plenty of time. And this will be at 7:15 on
March
13th, is it?
9th.
Is it the 9th?
Anybody making that motion? Are you making the motion?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, then I'm writing that down.
I'll second it.
Second was Guy.
No, Rich.
And Rich. Okay, any other discussion on this? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, appoint Joanne Hart, Lorraine Drismala, and Maida Bogolowski to the... as 2022 election inspectors.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. And did you talk to everybody? Did they're willing? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I just make them do it.
Your name's on it.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Open the floor for public comment before we adjournment.
Where is Charlie anyway? Sound like an echo.
He's in cold Florida.
Really?
It is. It's cold.
It's pretty cold. John says hi.
All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 266 through 297 in the amount of $23,340.58 in the general fund and $4,529.51 in the water fund and $1,970 paid outside of abstract. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. One question before, one thing. Charlie, do you know, or maybe Missy can answer it, I don't know. We got this email from Matt about the credits for the scrap and recycling.
Yes.
So is that going to be like just, it's an offset off our tipping fee, right? Okay, so that's how they squared up, and we have $845 due this year for our recycling.
Yes.
A credit, right?
A credit.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so credit against tipping fee. Okay.
I gave them all a copy of that.
Yep, we all got a copy of it. It was Rich was asking me, and I didn't have a total answer for him, so. All right, anything else before we adjourn? Adjournment's in order. Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. We are adjourned.